We're in the midst of learning about Vayivarech David, and specifically, we're on page, I believe, Kufayin Tes, towards the end of the first column. Well, we have to remember where we're up to next time we come back. But he gave an explanation of the Midas of Netzach and Hoid. So to review, Rav Schwab is talking about the Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas, which are enumerated as Teferes Netzach, Chesed Gevura, Teferes Netzach Hoid, are the first five Midas. So Chesed Gevura Teferes are typically known. Chesed is Avram's Midah of kindness, of a loving kindness, and Gevura is discipline, and Teferes is the balance between the two, which is Yaakov. So Avram was the Amur HaChesed, Yitzchak was the Amur HaGevura, and Yaakov was the balance between the two. That's followed by Netzach and Hoid, which are typically Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. And the explanation of Netzach and Hoid, he explained that Netzach is a hashpah that comes from heaven down to earth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah down onto this world. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah down from heaven to us, so that's the hashpah that comes down. And Hoid is through the Torah, how a hashpah could, so to speak, go back up. Which is Aaron who brought the Karbanis. Karbanis are a man's attempt to kaviyachol influence the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that we call Hoid, or glory. So I believe we're in the first column of Kufayin Tes, towards the in the middle of the last paragraph. Let's start from V'Hoid Hu HaKronos Or, about a dozen lines up. He's explaining what Hoid is. Hoid Hu HaKronos Or B'Chazara is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia Ruchni is down, the effort of man to spiegel, or to mirror back that Ashpa up. What?
Reciprocate.
Sort of to reciprocate, or to respond even. Shekol pu'ula sha'isik ha'lamata makrino ma'zeres oruchni lu'umasa lo'ilom esel yainim. And it influences back upwards. Amidazeh k'neged aren shikrib karbonis b'zeh ha'ilom v'asa pu'ulay sisayiris ma'lamata lo'ma'ilom. And through that, man causes a hisayiris from his efforts down here back up v'ichad elu shtei amidais. And the combination of Netzach and Hoid together, who kichol by Shemayim uva Oretz, haynu Shemayim va Oretz shem kulam ruchniim. Aval ha'olam achamori haShemayim va Oretz shanu makirin. There's a Shemayim in Oretz that's spiritual, and there's a physical Shemayim va Oretz. Who bechlam malchus Hashem kichol b'Shemayim v'tuchah Hashem ha'mamlocha. Shekom ha'shanu yaidu masigim eini yala teitzoyis esgalus elakusi esparach Shemayim. We can only see what our senses tell us. Now, before I get to Yisoid, Rav Schwab earlier in the Sefer talks about the idea of Netzach and Hoid, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, when man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpia Torah to us, and by our keeping the Torah, we're Mashpia back upwards. What does it mean we're Mashpia back upwards? The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs a world in which there's cheshbon, nothing's free. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does kindness and responds to the merits that a person has. To new oiz le'lekenu, the idea of giving strength to God, how do you give strength to God? Is that when a person does something that elicits, so to speak, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu to be native to us, that's the Tenu Ois Lelekeinu. So somebody had given me an excellent rendition of this idea, which had been printed, and basically he brings Rav Schwab's explanation. Rav Schwab explains that this is the entire idea of Teva, of nature, that the world works in a galgal, in a cycle. For example, a bee gets its sustenance and satisfaction from tapping the nectar of a flower. At the same time, we know that the flower continues its existence because of the bee that pollinates the flower. So at the same time that the bee gets, it's sort of a reciprocal a relationship in nature. That's the cycle. One who does good to the other receives good. A cow eats grass, and in turn, it is the waste of the cow that fertilizes the grass, so that the world works in a cycle. So that's the cycle that's called Ekesh or Eke. We had in last week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, Klaisol asks, Mashemi, Ma'imra Aleihem, what should I respond? So Kadosh Baruch Hu responds, one of the names of God is Ekesh or Eke. Literally, I will be as I will be. I will be with you in future Golus and as I am with you now. The Ekesh or Eke is I will behave to you as you behave to me. It's a cycle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Torah to us. By responding to Torah, we're mashpia to new Oizel Lakenu. So to speak, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability, according to his rules in this world, to respond to us. It's human nature that if you love someone, the person loves you back. In a healthy relationship, there's a sense of kemayim panim el panim. Shlomo HaMelech says that the way you are to somebody, somebody is to you. There are people who aren't honest to it, but usually that's the nature. But as you are to someone, someone responds to you. The whole idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the praise of a human being. It wasn't because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the praise. It sounds to be, it sounds like a human frailty to want someone to praise you. God wants a desire. So the answer is that according to the rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set forth in this world, everything mirrors back. So if you want God to be Mashpia, if you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects back to you. That's the Tnu Oiz. You give Hashem Kabiyachu the strength to help. So this is the Netzach and Hoid. The Netzach and Hoid is this ability to make that relationship, sort of goes back and forth. That's how he's explaining it. Then he goes to the sixth Midah, is Yisayid. Okay? Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes. Those are the three, which are the right hand is kindness, the left hand is discipline, and Tiferes is, so to speak, the center. And then the right leg is called Netzach, the left leg is called Haid, and it's a Kabbalistic mashal. And then comes Yisayid. That's the Midah of Yisayid. He explains here in the second column, the spiritual world of back and forth is called Yisayid or foundation. It's the world of Koyel. Avraham had a daughter called Bakoyel. Sheina kvana kipshuta, it doesn't mean he had a physical daughter. Avraham Avinu chai ba'ilam ruchni, hanikra kail. Avraham Avinu lived in this spiritual world called kail. Mayri Rabbi Yeruchim Zitzal, the kail is 50. We say that there are 50 levels in this world, 49 levels that a person can achieve, and kail is the sort of the completion of it. Mayri, Mar Rabbi Yeruchim HaMashkiach, Yeshiva Smir Omar, when a person thinks about Olam Haba, that Avraham Avinu achieved some type of bakoil, some type of completeness in this world. Halavai, we should have an Olam Haba. We had an Olam Hazeh. Sfir zut chunu b'shemi the tzaddik. Hatzaddik mistayik b'olam hazeh b'tzimtzum ritzoynais av hagashmiyim. A tzaddik limits his physical desires, about balas ana osem e'alma, and limits his pleasure from this world. V'chai, b'elam ezeh chayim ruchniyim. He lives in this world, the spiritual existence. T'chayim yisiyaches es midazul yaisem a tzaddik. M'saibim l'cha Hashem ha'mam l'cha, shu midas ha'malchus, ha'kelel es kol ha'briya, asher gam hi niris le'ineinu ke'ein saif u'bli tachlis, u'vulisel l'mayla ma'asog ha'seinu. He talks about malchus. Now, okay, let me just try to add to you a certain level of machshava on this, which I always, which I learned years ago, and I found fascinating. We have the seven midas. Again, the limb, the mashal is the right hand, the chesed, left hand is gevura, the center is teferes. The right leg is netzach, left leg is yisoid, the balance of the left leg is hayd, and the balance are the reproductive organs that are between them. And malchus is the head. Then, each midah has all seven within it. We say chesed sheva chesed sheva gevura, etc. In malchus, we have chesed sheva malchus and gevura sheva malchus, etc. The mishalim of the of these midas, again in the sort of the Kabbalistic picture, is that in the head itself, which is malchus, so to speak, the right eye is chesed sheva malchus, and the left eye is gevura sheva malchus, and teferes is the nose or the center between the two. The right eye and left eye work together, just like the right hand and left hand work together. And then you have netzach hayd and yesaid. So again, there you have the ears and the mouth which work together. So the right ear is netzach, left ear is hayd, and the mouth is again is yesaid. And the brain, the seichel, is the malchus sheba malchus, is the ultimate, which is somehow connected, and the neshama sheba baichi, whatever it means, the neshama is somehow in the brain. So I had seen that it's not why, but it points out that many of the midas of the mouth, now the mouth is Yisoid Sheva Malchus, is the highest below Malchus Sheva Malchus. And Yisoid, which are the reproductive organs of a human being, have similarities in their rules, so to speak. There's the Issa of Devarim Betalim, of words that are Batala. There's the Issa of Zera Levatala. We say just as Zera could create, words could create. Words have the power to create whatever it means in the Malchustical level. So that the achrayis that Yiddishkeit puts on the mouth, on the dibor, on what a person says, if you think about it, much of Yiddishkeit is speech. Torah and tefillah, I mean, Torah is in the brain, but it expresses itself with the mouth. And tefillah expresses itself with the mouth. The mouth is a sort of a fundamental in creating ruchnius. The ability for a person to speak. It creates ruchnius, I think it says Harshai Mishalom Deme Kulai. It says by the Mazik of Nezek. It says if you do mehezik to someone, you pay his value. So if someone cuts off l'chalila someone's hand, how much is he worth with the hand? How much is he worth without the hand? And that's the payment of Nezek. Harshai, if he made him unable to speak, Mishalom Deme Kulai. In a certain sense, that's the whole person. That's not the whole person. There are people who can't speak, they make a life in themselves. But it's just underscores the chashivos of the dibur, of sort of the idea that we see Yisoid Sheva Malchus, the fundamental connected to Malchus, as being in that koyach of dibur. So at any rate, this is Rav Schwab's sort of glimpse into the to these midas. He adds in the next paragraph, Zehu Masha Mazminim Besukha Zayna Ushbizin. We have this Kabbalistic idea of our seven guests in the Sukkah. They say about different Rebbes that they observe the Ushbizin. It's Machlaikis if Yosef is the sixth of the seven, or if Yosef is the fourth. So they say, you know, this Rebbe said, what do you mean? You can see Yosef. You look at him. You see Yosef comes in. I don't know how he knows what Yosef looks like, but he says he sees him coming forth. So there's a branch of Hasidus that didn't like this kind of stuff. Reb Tzadik and the whole... Reb Tzadik said, so somebody said, my Rebbe, he saw the Ushbizin come in. He sees them come in. He saw Yosef was sixth. So Reb Tzadik says, my Rebbe is bigger. My Rebbe doesn't see them come in. And he believes that they come in. It's a much stronger, you know, much stronger level than what you have. So I don't think we understand exactly what it means, Ushbizin, why Avraham Avinu needs to come into our sukkah. Usually we understand that when someone dies, he's not mechuyev mitzvahs anymore. Besides, I don't know that Avraham Avinu has the appetite for all the sukkahs in Klal Yisrael. We understand that it's a Kabbalistic idea. So he says, Zel Masham is Mina Besukha Zayin Ushbizin, Orchim Ges, Yem Rishin Huayem Shalav Ramabinu. Hamayra Amida Sachesed. The first day of Sukkot is Meira. It's an influence of Midas HaChesed. V'asher b'chol yom gam kei noy heges midasai. Every day there's Chesed. M'kom ha'kayim madgishin midasai yoyseh b'yom rishin. We stress his midah on the first day. V'yom ha'sheini m'siyachis li Yitzchak midas ha'gvura. V'chein sheva ha'kofis b'rishan ha'rabba k'negi sheva midas ha'elu. L'chein nitfas b'sidurim. We would have a Yeki friend sitting here. He would tell us what the Yekis do on these days. Achar kol ha'kofis posik echar ha'shayach lo'isa midah. Av she'ein minik Frankfurt lo abram.
The thing is now that even the seven going around is also somehow connected to the Kabbalah.
That's what he's saying. It's connected to the seven. And even though Frankfurt they don't say it, but it's that way anyway. V'chein shiva sadimin shahaya b'kino shal migdash k'neged elu zayin ha'sviras. So it's k'neged those seven. That's those are the seven notes of music. U'v'shabbos nasa yichud bein oylam ha'ruchni v'oylam ha'gashmi. Shabbos, the seventh day, is a connection between the spiritual and physical world. L'chein yosel ha'makubal v'shem ha'akabas pizbayin l'chad ha'idi l'kras kala she'tzfunim v'kulay rozin ilan m'tayras ha'said. So l'chad, it's interesting, l'chad ha'idi is a song everybody sings. It's a fascinating thing that all groups in Klal Yisrael, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Taimonim, not everyone sings it, some people say it, but everyone has it in their davening. The other week I had Joseph Hirsch came with 10 of his classmates to a Shabbos Suda Vaydi. So they came to Zmiris, I said, you guys gotta sing Zmiris. So, Menucha V'Simcha, no, I never heard of Menucha V'Simcha. Karibai, no, they don't sing Karibai. Everything they don't sing, Tzurba Shalai, no, they don't know anything about Tzurba Shalai. So they sang some Zmiris. There's one, which one is it that the Sfaradim sing? There's one they have a Sfaradim. Not to Rari Yikro. What? Keshmer Shabbos, Keshmer Ein. So that they sing. And they sing in a tune that I can't carry. There are many tunes I can't carry. But there's a different minhagim. And yet, L'chad Aidi, which was written in the late 1500s, was makubal anywhere. Everywhere. So he says that L'chad Aidi is not just a poem. It has a lot of ruchnistic, deeper meaning, kabbalistic meanings. V'kala Rosh HaTevis ki l'Hashem ha'melucha. I never appreciate these Rosh HaTevis, but it means it has a connection ki l'Hashem ha'melucha. V'doidi hile HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zgalusai b'olam ha'seh ruchniyeh. V'doidi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'zgalus in the spiritual world. V'shas kabbalah Shabbos misyachtim. Shabbos begins, it's the yichud room between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. L'chein Shabbos hi mein oylam haba, sh'oylam haruchni, mishabetz, u'misayveh ves oylam hachamari. L'chein ein lasi shum pu'ula shoshinoi b'oylam hagashmi. Therefore, we don't create in the physical world. V'asar ha'tayra si'es malach b'yem ha'shabbos. So it's a little bit of the understanding, which again is not simple to understand. Rav Huttner, brings, based on a gra, an explanation. The word doidi means, anila doidi, I am to my beloved. Now, a doid is actually means an uncle. Like, anila doidi v'doidi li, I am to my uncle, and my uncle is to me. It doesn't exactly go over so well. Doid is an uncle. And shirashirim, doid is a beloved. So, Rav Huttner has the last maimer on Pesach, in the original Rav Huttner on Pesach, very last piece, the last part of the last piece, he has a piece on Doid, very interesting. He says there are two types of love. There's an intimate love, such as a husband and wife, people who have an intimate relationship, and that by definition is a very private relationship. It's private, and the more public it becomes, the less meaningful it is. And then there are relatives, blood relatives. A person loves his family. A person loves his siblings. He loves his parents. He loves his children. There's a certain love that's a very open relationship. It's not a private relationship. It's an open relationship. So he says that in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo HaMelech is davening for the Anila Doidi is a relationship that's intimate, that's close, but that's revealed, but nevertheless is open. The Kaddish Baruch Hu should kaviyachol show openly his ava to Klal Yisrael, even though it's an intimate love of a kala, but it should come out in an open way. And that's the lecha daidi. That's the sort of the daid is a combination of a relative's love and an intimate love together in one idea, one concept. That's lecha daidi lekras kala. And the message of lecha daidi is that Shabbos is a me'en of elam haba. When the Arizal went towards Shabbos, so to speak. You know, you picture him going out into a field, apple orchard and walking towards Shabbos. It's an eagerness towards the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. It's, the Arizal's whole, Avodah was to be prepared for the, for Lasad Lavay. So the greeting of Shabbos, the walking towards Shabbos is a me'en of walking towards the Yom Shekulei Shabbos. And that's why, as I pointed out many times, most of Lecha Daidi is not about Shabbos. Most of Lecha Daidi is about desire for Mashiach's days. On Yom Tif, we say the first two and last two, and we don't say the middle ones. Because the first two and last two are about Shabbos, the middle ones have nothing to do with Shabbos. They all have to do with desire of Mashiach's coming, Mikdash Melech Yabalucho, Kumitim Techafechas, and zero to do with Shabbos. And on Yom Tif, we don't mention the pain of the Golos. But anyway, that's essentially what it's about. So we have a little peek into the Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach, the whole Seder Hadvarim. And Mitzvah Hashem, I guess we'll pick up on this Thursday, God willing.
When we say on Friday night, Raza, the Shabbos, what is Raza?
Raza is the secret. The secret of Shabbos, E Shabbos, this Achadas Baraza De Echad. The secret of Shabbos, every day has a partner. Shabbos has Klal Yisrael. Raza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos is that it's misached, that it's a oneness of Klal Yisrael and Shabbos, the oneness of Klal Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's misparshim sitra achra, v'chodinim misabina, you sort of separate from negative influences and try to connect just to Kedusha. The secret of Shabbos is the Kedusha of Shabbos. So we gotta make it real.